We're going to begin with the growing crisis at the White House. The Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to take the reins of an investigation into classified documents found at President Biden's home and his former private office. This brings us to a very unique moment in American history, with special counsels looking into both the sitting president and his immediate predecessor at the same time for similar matters. While Republicans are now pouncing on Biden, some went out of their way to downplay Trump's potential mishandling of classified records.
What I've seen that the National Archives was concerned about Trump having in his possession didn't amount to a hill of beans.
I don't know what documents were at Mar-a-Lago.
Is it fair to say that investigation won't be a priority?
That will not be a priority.
This is very concerning. I mean, this is now the second location that the president was in possession of classified documents. Look, what's the vice president doing with classified documents?
This is so outrageous that this has to rise to the level of this better not be a clerical issue between the archivist and the former president.
I've been in the Oval Office with the president. I'd be very surprised if he has actual documents that rise to the level of immediate national security threat.
These facts and circumstances are just absolutely outrageous. I mean, this is completely mishandling of classified information. Why did he have these documents? When did he get them? Did he get them when he was vice president and then take them with him when he left?
Are you going to hold hearings?
It is possible that we will hold hearings on them.
If they try to prosecute President Trump for mishandling classified information after Hillary Clinton set up a server in her basement, they literally will be riots in the street. I worry about our country.
If there's not a special counsel appointed to find out how this happened with President Biden regarding classified information, there is going to be a lot of angst. It will hurt the country.
Okay, that was Republicans. And now a look at what Democrats said then and now.
The fact that they were in an unsecure place that is guarded with nothing more than a padlock or whatever security they had at a hotel is deeply alarming.
I think it's a concern whenever classified documents are somewhere they shouldn't be, but we see no evidence of deliberate intent or obstruction of justice as we see in the case of Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago.
If I take documents out of that facility, I have committed a felony. And if a president takes them out of a facility, he too has broken the law.
Classified information needs to stay in secure spaces. So we'll wait to see the facts. But, classified information needs to be in secure spaces.
This is likely criminal what has happened at Mar-a-Lago. And you have to wonder, why was he hiding these documents even when they were requested? But you also have to wonder, with someone who you cannot trust like Donald Trump, what else is there?
Of course I'm concerned. I think the president is concerned. That is obviously unintentional and outside of the requirements of our intelligence laws. Classified information must remain in secured compartments. But cooperation is coming from the Biden administration and the president's lawyers. And there was zero cooperation from Donald Trump, who tried to do everything possible not to cooperate.
The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer joined CNN this morning and also weighed in.
There's a special prosecutor in each situation. I think President Biden has handled this correctly. He's fully cooperated with the prosecutors when the documents were found. He notified archives. It's a total contrast to President Trump, who stonewalled for a whole year. But the point is, we now have special prosecutors for both of these situations, very serious people. We should let it play out. We don't have to push them in any direction or try to influence them. That's all I'm going to say. Let the special prosecutors do their job.
Noticed he said special prosecutors. That's because, yes, there are two of them now. There's the other documents investigation, and there are developments in that this morning. As sources are telling me and my colleague Caitlin Polans, the Justice Department wants to talk to the two people who were hired to search former President Trump's properties in November. Obviously, federal investigators are still questioning whether, after months, the former president has actually fully complied with the subpoena that he got to return all classified documents. Caitlin Polans is here with me this morning. Caitlin, and you and I have been talking to our sources about this, trying to get a check basically on what's happening in this other special counsel's investigation as we're learning about the new special counsel that was appointed yesterday. But when it comes to this documents investigation with Trump, what's so notable here is what we heard from sources about the fact that they want to talk to the people that Trump's team hired to go and look and make sure there were no other classified documents at any other Trump properties.
Right, Caitlin. So we know that this Justice Department investigation is continuing on. They're still making moves to try and talk to people that were working with Donald Trump's legal team. Our confirmation this morning is that the Justice Department wants to talk to two people that Donald Trump's legal team hired in November to search multiple properties of his, about four properties, and that they had found two classified records in a storage unit in Florida. And so this is the latest step of an investigation that is going on for a year now that we know of. And it is an investigation that differs from the investigation we've been talking about this morning related to Joe Biden, because there are questions that the Justice Department has on whether justice is being obstructed here by the Trump team. And also, they clearly may not believe all of the records that are classified are asserted to be back in the hands of the federal government. That is something the Justice Department clearly is still trying to make sure that they have everything back. Now, we did speak to one of Donald Trump's attorneys on the record, Timothy Parlatore. He was telling us that his team is trying to be very cooperative with the Justice Department at this stage. They did these searches. They hired their people. They're trying to negotiate now, potentially, to talk to the Justice Department team. And his quote to us on the record was that President Trump did nothing wrong and a proper investigation would have concluded months ago amicably. But, Caitlin, our understanding now from our sources is that the Justice Department wants to do an interview with these people that were hired by the Trump team pretty soon.
Yeah, and Caitlin, if this is borne out, what we're hearing, that they do want to talk to these two people, these two individuals who searched these properties, what's the sense of what that looks like with attorney-client privilege or Trump's team trying to limit some of the questions that they can ask them?
Well, I think that is where the negotiation comes in. So these people are not lawyers, as far as I can gather from the sources I've been talking to, but they are people who were hired to work is part of the legal team, and everything that they would have done, Donald Trump's team is going to want to try and potentially keep covered so that the Justice Department may not be able to ask them all of the questions that they want.
All right, Caitlin Pollentz, great teamwork. I love working with you. All right, we'll check back in with you on this.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the big picture here and all that has transpired in the last 24 hours on this CNN anchor and host of Who's Talking to Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace, good morning, Chris.
Morning to you, Poppy.
What do you think? I mean, here we are with two presidents, back-to-back presidents, with two special counsels. This has never happened before, as Jamie Gangel said last night, in a word, never. And two people that might face off in the 2024 election.
Well, it's why we all got into the news business, because we know that no Hollywood scriptwriter could have come up with this. And you know, it's just so astonishing in those clips you showed before of Republicans making excuses for Trump and piling on Biden, Democrats doing exactly the opposite. That does remind me of a Hollywood script, mm-hmm. Casablanca, where the French inspector leaves the casino, comes out and says, I'm shocked to find out that there's gambling going on in the back room here. I mean, it's all politics, and it's quite extraordinary. And, you know, yes, they're going to be investigating, as Caitlin just pointed out. They're continuing to investigate Trump and whether he still has documents. But given the fact that we just found out yesterday there was a third batch of documents, or at least one document, a third group, coming from Biden, you got to assume that the new special prosecutor, special counsel, will be investigating that and whether we have found all of the Biden documents.
If you're explaining, you're losing.
Yeah.
And so, listen, I think the viewers at home are very smart, because people, when I said, you know, people at home are going to see these, and they're going to see them as very similar situations, right? And the criticism was, well, people, you know, you're saying that the viewers are dumb. I know people aren't dumb, but people aren't paying attention to every single nuance, Chris. And when they look at, when they say Biden had documents and Trump had documents, and Biden people are going to have to explain how this is different every single time. If they're explaining, are they losing at least politically?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, there may be legal differences, and I think there are, obviously, in the case of Trump. There was a year fight with a grand jury subpoena, and eventually they had to raid. And at this point, we have no evidence of that with Biden, that everything they've found, again, so far, we have no evidence that if they found something, they didn't immediately turn it over. But in the political sense, you're exactly right. It's one guy had documents. And remember, how Biden went after Trump back in September on 60 Minutes. How is this possible? It's just unimaginable. And then it turns out that he's got three sets of documents. And you know, for all of the talk from the White House yesterday about how transparent they were, remember, the first batch of documents they found before the midterm election in November, we didn't find out about it until there was a response to a media break of this story this week. So this Biden White House was anything but transparent about the fact that they had classified documents.